Welcome back, Rural Route Trent Luce. J.C. Cole checking in from New Jersey, where I interrupted him talking about his neighbor producing food without commercial fertilizers.
Correct. And what stuns me the most is the price of the food. It's easily three times more expensive than in the supermarkets. Now, and I know that he doesn't make a stunning profit. He kind of just breaks even. His real cash flow is because he's a civil engineer, but his love is just this farm. So what this saying is, if our economics of scale break down for any reason, the local farmers who might be able to respond, the price of food goes up three times. And that's of deep concern.
You know, the interesting thing about that, and I agree 100%, universally, everybody complains about the consolidation and the monopolies that exist in the food system. And this is not a statement for them. But the people that are complaining the most, I don't think they understand that it's to their benefit. I'm talking about from a consumer standpoint, because they do have access. But here's another part that I don't understand. We in agriculture, we farmers, and I contributed to this for a long time, I stopped. We brag about that only 9% of the disposable income is spent on food. Meanwhile, people are spending 17% of their disposable income on entertainment, and that's somehow okay. But the key component to enabling life, food, we brag about getting it to them cheaply. All that has done is forced that consolidation and eliminated the number of people involved in the production of food.
I agree with you. One example is what we call the big box stores, you know, like Home Depot or Lowe's, and that it forced out of business the mom and pop hardware stores. I remember going to the hardware store when I was a kid, and you'd walk in and you'd ask a question, and that guy knew everything in that store and would solve the problem. But, yeah. You know, you go into Home Depot and, you know, you got to search. You got to search for people to ask them a question.
Oh, no, you got to go to some social media website, YouTube or something, to figure out what you need before you go to the store, because none of the kids in there are going to know what a valve is.
That's true. So we have been set up for disaster, in my view. And the other thing is, you're going into some of these big box stores, and there aren't that many customers. And you go, wait a minute. You have to have a certain amount of customers and a certain amount of turnover to make profit. So how are these guys staying alive? And I think one of the answers is the stock market. In other words, their stocks are going, in general, up, and that's making money, right? Until the stock market doesn't go up, right? And that what happens, you know, just think about it. What happens if Home Depot and Lowe's go out of business? Kind of like Bath and Beyond and what was the other one? Linens and things. And so all of a sudden, all of that stuff that we get is no longer available. You know, the local lumber yard closed. And so we've positioned ourselves in this economics of scale with just-in-time delivery. And everybody is aware that the sun can fire off. Actually, the sun fired off an X-level flare this week. Fortunately, it was only an X1, but it expected to hit either today, tomorrow, and disturb telecommunications. But the Carrington event is guaranteed to happen. It's guaranteed. Talk to any astrophysicist. We just don't know when.
Will the telephone line, or the not telephone, telegraph lines break into with fire again?
The old ones. And I think what happens, if you listen to, there's an excellent physicist named Stan Dale, and his wife wrote one of the best books called Dare to Prepare. It's just a little expensive at $50. That he's expecting that if we get the fire off from the sun, it will melt the high powered electrical lines. It'll melt them. Can you imagine how are you going to replace a few million miles of telephone? I mean, of electric cable.
You know, it's funny you just did that because I've caught myself in the past couple of weeks calling them telephone poles when they're electric lines, but that's so
Yes.
ingrained in our heads. I guess that speaks to our age.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
So I want to get to this. Luke, if we have a picture of Trump speaking to a group of farmers this past Friday, I saw this picture. There's a couple of things I want to talk about, but something was really weird. I see this picture of Trump speaking up from the balcony, which is the second level of the White House, and a group of, I don't know, it's recorded as the largest group of farmers to be in any press conference in the White House and blah, blah, blah. But here's Trump standing on this balcony, the second floor of the White House, farmers sitting, not standing, out on the front lawn. And we'll talk about the gold bent tractor in a moment. But I just kept thinking, there's something off about this. There's something off about this. And then, by the way, there's something really off with what he said. One of the things he said, and Kevin Kennedy did a great job yesterday walking through, fact checking every single thing he said about emissions as being incorrect. But he said that farmers, we're here for you. We just gave you $12 billion. Not that you need it. You're making a lot of money, but we just wanted to help. If that isn't the stupidest thing any president has ever said about a farmer, then I don't know what is. But aside from that, it was the visual that hit me. And I remembered why it hit me so strongly because, Luke, if you could play this video, it's 23 seconds long. I don't know if the audio really matters, but just the visual of Hitler giving how many speeches standing on a balcony in front of a group of people. Do we have that, Luke?
Yeah, it's got audio, so you can't hear it. Or they can't hear you talk. Back in 10.
I don't think it's an accident that the symbolism of Trump standing on the second balcony, like Hitler always did during the 30s, to the people of Germany, JC.
Yeah, so I would say, and we actually started off with this a little bit, not intentionally, that Roger Dolson put out an incredible tape course on negotiating. And what really negotiation is understanding human persuasion and influence. And so obviously Hitler was well schooled in how to persuade people, right? And I think he was taught it, and probably by he disappeared for 6 years between World War I and World War II, and there's
Well, they
rumors
said he
about
was in
it.
prison.
Well, he actually, yeah, this week he went to prison for what was it, the beer hall issue, but there is some rumor that he went to the Tavistock Institute. And but there's no doubt he was persuasive. I mean, just look at that clip. Well, that doesn't, if his techniques may be used also for persuasion by Trump. That's not saying that the message is bad, but that the persuasion technique looks similar.
We got to
And
pick it up right there with the technique and the persuasion when we get back with the second half. Terrible time for a break, but we got to do it. We're back with more after this.
Time to talk about Tracer Minerals. More details about the immune response, how the immune system really keeps everything at bay. We're all introduced to toxins. How does your immune system respond? And when it comes to cattle, they're out in the weather and their immune system is running at 100%. You're going to be reduced problems. You're going to have increased reproductive efficiency. Isn't that what it's all about? A calf every year is vital. Chris Schutze's got the information about the Tracer Mineral Chelated Program and why it is superior to all other mineral programs and cost-effective. If it's not cost-effective, you have the best program in the world, but it still has to be cost-effective. TracerMinerals.com. We're using these Chelix tubs, and they are working fantastic with the Tracer Minerals in there. Don't forget about healthy animals leads to tender beef. Certified Piedmontese, 100% grown in the Great Plains of America, 100% tender every single time because every calf is tested. Details and place your order on the website cpbeef.com.